FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Hey, let me get to my guest. He is Brent Scher. He is with the Free Beacon, freebeacon.com. And he caught my attention because he's put together this story on Senator Claire McCaskill, which I thought was just a brilliant piece of reporting on your part. Brent, how are you?
I am good, and thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, I was a reporter for many years, worked in a local television, worked here in the St. Louis market, and I can remember going to websites where you could track the flights of airplanes. We would normally do that in the event that there was a crash and we had a tail number or something like that. But tell folks what you did here, because Claire McCaskill went on a tour of Missouri in an RV and released pictures about it and talked about getting out among the people. What made you go to want to find out where her million-dollar private plane was?
So a bit of background before the current story is that Claire McCaskill, of course, has long had, faced a lot of political trouble over her ownership of a private plane back last election cycle. In 2012, it became such an issue because she was using taxpayer money to fly the plane that she got her husband to sell it just to buy a new one after she won re-election. So last year, as she's gearing up to run this current re-election campaign, she actually asked the FAA, which runs all the flights in the country and regulates them, to make tracking of her plane, the data of it, unavailable to the public. So when you go on websites, like common websites like FlightAware.com, her plane comes up as this plane cannot be tracked. But there happened to, and this was news to me when I found it, the websites that use different data that a plane gives off, GPS data that is automatically transmitted from a plane, and it's just aviation hobbyists in Missouri who are taking the data that comes from her plane and uploading it to the internet and mapping the entire thing. So you could go to any day on this website, adsbexchange.com, and see exactly where and when Claire McCaskill's plane is traveling.
Yeah, so people can go to the Free Beacon and see your article today, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just want to point that out again. But so you went there and you mentioned the background of Claire and airplanes. I can remember covering her when she first ran for Senate. There was a controversy over the fact that her husband had this aircraft, but he had it registered somewhere up on the East Coast in a state that basically allowed people it was basically a tax shelter for these very expensive aircraft. That's what originally caught a reporter's attention years ago in regards to her family's use of aircraft. If you can afford a private aircraft, I have no problem at all with people using private aircraft. You're more power to you if you've been that successful in life. The question is, Claire constantly struggles with her image. She wants to portray herself as a good old Missouri girl with Missouri values. And, in the show me state, people want to make sure that you're honest about your stuff. And here she's promoting driving around the state in a big blue motorhome that says Claire McCaskill on the side of it. When you tracked her plane, what did you find out?
Well, we found out that her RV tour mysteriously was taking the same route as her private plane was taking each day. On the first day, I believe it was about 2 weeks ago on May 29th, her tour started in Waynesville, then went to Springfield, and then to Joplin. And if you look at her plane, it goes from Waynesville to Springfield to Joplin. And then the next morning, Claire's first stop was up in Kansas City. Right after her plane goes from is done in Joplin, it heads up north to Kansas City, where McCaskill was the next morning. And then the next day, Her first stop was further up north, up in St. Joseph from Kansas City, which is, of course, where her private plane goes first from Kansas City. So it appeared that whether it was Claire or... It was impossible to tell because the McCaskill campaign did not respond to any of my emails asking them about what role the plane was playing on its RV trip. And it was just clear that the plane was part of the trip. But then yesterday, McCaskill actually confirmed that she did ride the plane during the RV trip, which just comes off as not genuine.
No, it's not. I mean, it's the optics of it, right? I would much prefer to hop on an airplane and fly to Florida than ride in any sort of vehicle for 16 or 17 hours. And even if it's a small, shorter trip than that, it would be much preferable to ride in a comfortable million-dollar jet aircraft. It's not a jet. It's a single-engine turboprop. But it would be much more comfortable to do that. Just be honest about it. But had you not reported this, this would have turned into a campaign ad for Claire McCaskill showing her getting on and off this bus, and people would be left with the impression that she traveled the state in an RV to meet people when in reality she was flying above their heads, treating them like flyover country.
I tend to agree with you. I believe the politically expedient move probably is just to, you know, own travel on your private plane.
It's
like Trump owns travel on his planes
or at his resorts.
but that was not the route her campaign was going. Her campaign even went as far as sending out fundraising emails complaining that gassing up an RV is expensive and asking for voters in Missouri or wherever she's receiving money across the country to chip in to, you know, buy half a tank in the RV, not mentioning that the cost of gas was such a not concern to the McCaskill campaign.
Yeah, wait till you buy
flying
gas.
A plane along with the RV.
It's true. Listen, Brent Scheer, I appreciate your time and good job reporting on this. You can be followed at Brent Scheer. That's S-C-H-E-R on Twitter. And of course, it's freebeacon.com. And we can put up a link to that story, which you probably already have on our website, 971talk.com/Cox. And we'll put it up on the Facebook page as well. Brent, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Keep up the good work. And I had no idea you could track aircraft like that. Clearly, she tried to avoid it being tracked, but there are ways around that.
And he said amateur aviation hobbyist, didn't he say?
Maybe they brought it to people's attention.
That's funny.
That you can go to that website and track that data. Good stuff. Sorry, Claire. I think Claire, that most people would feel like this.
It really is time for the people of America to take up pitchforks.